There's another headline here, Europe is dead. This is a pretty interesting article. It talks about what's happening with the euro dollar, which is sinking into the abyss. It's talking about what happens with the European economies, which are just on their butts, exacerbated by close to a million Muslim refugees who are fawning off the government, 18% of which, minimum, by the way, according to all the polls that have been done of them, support ISIS. 18%. That's 180,000 people. Let's see, what did 25 people do in Paris? Scary thought. Scary thought. Here's the next headline. Audit. Unfunded liabilities in public workers' pension grows to $680 billion. Do you remember all the shows I've done? Go back in the archives. They're easy to find. On our national debt. I've done a show on consumer and corporate debt, $65 trillion. I've done shows on the primary national debt, now about to hit $20 trillion. I've done a bunch of shows, and interviews on the real U.S. debt, unfunded liabilities, Medicare, Social Security, and pensions. Okay. You know, which, by the way, is like $220 trillion, depending upon who you talk to. Somewhere between $100 trillion and $220 trillion. I mean, who cares? We're just talking about a few trillion with a T. Anyway, this is about that third point of the triad of unfunded liabilities, public workers' pensions. And all you public workers out there who are listening to this show, if you think your pension is safe, you are wrong, wrong, wrong. Number one, because 2 + 2 = 4, and because the liabilities to you in your pensions far exceed the assets of the pension funds who are supposedly going to pay you when you retire, I wouldn't count on 100 cents on the dollar on that pension. If you don't believe me, just look at Detroit. Look at some of the other municipalities, cities, or counties which have gone bankrupt over the last several years. The first thing that gets cut, squashed, reformatted, manipulated, molded, and not in a way that's good for the pensioners, by the way, are the public pensions. A word to the wise, govern yourself accordingly. Okay, here's the next headline. What fun is this, right? Going through all these lovely headlines literally from the last week. Report, Obama told NSC and FBI to downplay terrorist angle of San Bernardino. You know, this ties into that former headline I was telling you about. Oh, here's the next one. DHS shuts down investigation into Islamist group. Not only, folks, not only did they ignore because of PC reasons. Well, actually, because I think Obama wants them to win. We've talked about this because they're the courageous freedom fighters and we are the colonial pigs. Not only did Obama shut down our law enforcement's ability to look at public postings on social media to be able to monitor, surveil, and to keep the American citizen safe, but the Department of Homeland Security shut down an investigation into certain Islamist groups 2 years ago. A whistleblower has now brought it up, the guy who was in charge of the deal. And one of the mosques that was being investigated is the mosque to which Terror Boy and Terror Babe from San Bernardino belonged. So now there's two different angles from which protection of the 14 poor dead folks and the 28 injured folks and all their families and the community. There's two points now that the Obama administration failed Americans, failed the people of San Bernardino, failed those victims. And Barack Obama, by the way, has the cojones to fly out yesterday for private meetings with the families of the victims. What do you want to bet that he's going to couple that with some kind of gun control nonsense, right? You think this guy really cares about the families of the victims? Let me tell you that he doesn't. Let me give you another headline. Obama bends over backwards to ensure proper burial for San Bernardino terrorists. You know, in the Muslim religion, you have to be treated a certain way when you're a corpse. You have to be buried within a certain time period, buried in a certain way. I'm not going to go into the details. It's required. And if not, under California law, whether you're Muslim or whatever, if you're not claimed and somebody doesn't step up for your burial within X amount of days, then you get cremated, which is absolutely against the Muslim faith. Well, guess who stepped in when the bodies down there weren't claimed, the bodies of the terrorists, when they weren't claimed to make sure they had a proper Muslim burial? That's right. Mr. Obama and Valerie Jarrett and crew, using our tax money, by the way. But no, he doesn't have any Muslim sympathies. Of course not. Here's the next headline, which kind of ties into this, the last few headlines. 72 DHS, Department of Homeland Security's, employees are on a terror watch list. I want you to think about that. 72 people working in the Department of Homeland Security entrusted with keeping us safe, what a friggin' joke that is, are on a terror watch list. Lovely. Okay, you're going to love this next one. This next headline. Federal judge who outlawed racial profiling is a victim of a break-in. And guess what? You know, the first thing that this judge did, this is a judge in New Jersey, ultra-liberal, blah, 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 blah. This is the judge who said you can't racially profile and you can't do this and you can't do that and you got to be politically correct and you can't look at gender and you can't look at race and you can't look at religion and, oh, heaven forbid, blah, blah, blah. Well, when her house was broken into and the attackers were beating up her husband and tried to attack her, she ran screaming to the neighbor. And do you know the first thing she said over 911? There are three black men attacking us in our house. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about my gurgly cold laugh. But, you know, the hypocrisy of the left is just staggering. The judge who scolds us and lays down the quote-unquote law on racial profiling, the first thing out of her lips when she calls the police is that three black men, not three males, not three young men, not whatever, three black men are attacking her house and her husband. You gotta love it, right? Okay, here is the next headline, and I have a number of articles under gun control that you should read. So Obama is working on a bunch of behind-the-scenes crap to ban your guns. He's going to try and get them registered, which is the first step to confiscation. He's watching what's happening in Connecticut, where they literally are confiscating guns and have just brought the first indictment against a 55-year-old guy. Cops went over to his house for a domestic disturbance. They found a quote-unquote assault rifle. It's probably an AR-15. They found a magazine that could hold more than 10 rounds. They're throwing the book at him, and they're trying to round up, you know, all the people who registered in Connecticut. And there were hundreds of thousands who said no, by the way, good for them, who registered their guns. Now the police are contacting them, and there's talk about taking away their quote-unquote assault weapons. Well, Obama wants to get the same thing done at a national level. He's going to try and close the loopholes, that he calls them loopholes, for, you know, private auctions, private gun sales, me giving a gun to my son, let's say, or, you know, your father giving you a gun. He wants all those transactions registered. And although the law calls for the paperwork when you go down and buy a gun right now and go through all the the background check, calls for that paperwork to be destroyed. He wants to keep the paperwork, which in fact, folks, is a de facto registration. They now know what gun you have, when you bought it, etc. Now, it's not done yet. So may I suggest that if you plan to buy a gun, you get down there and do it. Okay. The next headline. Oh, yes. There's several on this. There's several. Let's scroll down here. Okay. Iraqi Christians persecuted by Islamic State evacuated to Slovakia by Glenn Beck's Mercury One charity. Good for Glenn Beck. At least somebody is helping the people who are really persecuted victims over there and targeted for genocide. Okay? All right. So that's that headline. Then we have the COP. This is the CO2 emissions control from the Paris, you know, climate talks that Obama said meant more than the terrorists and all this kind of stuff. We've been over that in previous shows. COP21 near agreement, and a German scientist, well, let me read you the headline. German scientist reveals possible data tampering. This would be the second time, folks, that the greenies who are trying to foist this disguised plan for redistribution of wealth from developed countries to the undeveloped countries, which is really all this is about, more control, redistribution of wealth, reparations, etc. A German scientist has now found that the climate warming, excuse me, I think I stifled another sneeze here. I'm not sure. We'll see. Ugh, my. This German scientist basically says that the records have been doctored again. Because if you go back about 5 years, all the researchers, the big greeny researchers, you know, at Oxford, I believe it was, you know, some hoity-toity place in England, they were found to have been exchanging emails about how to doctor the statistics because it didn't bear out the climate change global warming theories. So here we go again, right? Remember, Saul Alinsky says the means justifies the end. A lie is a good thing. It gets you to where you want to go. Oh, here's another headline. Obamacare to reduce workforce by 2 million jobs. Well, we already kind of knew that, huh? Oh, another gun control article. An Uber driver with a concealed handgun prevents a mass shooting. This guy steps into it. Other people had their guns drawn. It may have been a terrorist thing. We'll never know because the government hides this crap from us. And basically did what he had to do and saved a bunch of lives. Good for him. Okay. The IMF, here's another headline. The IMF just entered the Cold War. Forgives Ukraine's debt to Russia. You know, this is kind of a dangerous thing, folks. Russia is teetering. Desperate people in desperate countries do desperate things. Oil is now at $35 a barrel. Putin's Russia is going broke. Putin's going to have to do something. And you know, he's tough enough, rough enough, and smart enough to do about anything he wants. Keep an eye on that story. Okay, next ones. Records show Syed Farouk, excuse me, this is the boy terrorist, inspected more than 40 San Bernardino schools before launching the attack on the San Bernardino County employees at their Christmas party. That's kind of a scary thing. I wonder who else is looking at schools. That article, by the way, is posted under Women. It's something you might want to read, and you folks who read the family safety sections that I post for you might want to do the same. Next one. Release Gitmo detainee, now a leader of Al-Qaeda in Yemen. That's right. Here's another Gitmo boy that Obama released, contrary to law. In fact, in absolute contravention of the law, with no ramifications whatsoever. And now this guy that he released is over in Yemen as a member of Al-Qaeda, recruiting people to do damage to the United States and its allies. You know. And Obama wants to release more people from Gitmo. There's a great article here, Why Owning a Firearm is Not Just a Constitutional Right. You should read that. Good one. Next headline, the Muslim Brotherhood has taken over the White House. Well, gee, we didn't know that. Thank you, Valerie Jarrett. I think in the future, when things become known, it might be decades from now, we'll find out Valerie Jarrett, you guys are going to laugh at this, is an Iranian agent and the handler of Barack Obama. Valerie, born in Tehran, Iran, Muslim, Jarrett. Let's see. I think we got one more headline here. Actually, we don't. We don't. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, what fun. You know, we didn't want this to end, did we? Okay. Let's see here. Oh, yes. The feds can't locate thousands who had visas. We talked about that. By the way, this new Patriot Act, this is a headline, Major Treason Alert, CISA. CISA is what it's called. And let's see, we got one more here. Yes, gun confiscation in Connecticut spurs Obama, etc., etc. Who, by the way, met with Bloomberg, you know, the anti-gun nut, former mayor of New York, billionaire who spends millions a year trying to shut down guns, take guns away from you, etc., etc., etc. And Obama won't strike, this is another headline, Obama won't strike ISIS hiding spots. Well, we knew that too. I talked to you about that 2 weeks ago, right? The United States had the coordinates of the oil fields, the tankers, the command and control centers in Syria, in Raqqa, and didn't bomb them. But they didn't bomb the oil fields because they didn't want environmental damage. And they didn't bomb the oil. They didn't bomb the oil tankers because those poor guys who were driving the oil tankers, you know, they're just feeding their families. No, those guys driving the oil tankers are ISIS soldiers, man, that we drop leaflets to warning of our impending attack. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. And then the last one is pollster. Country closer to revolution than ever before. That, my friends, and this is how I'll end. That, my friends, after talking to 4,000 plus of you over the last 3 weeks, that is a true statement. And I don't think the folks in Washington get it. But I think they will. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Hope to see you at the book signings over the next week. You folks in Salt Lake at the Gateway, Grand Junction at Grand Junction Barnes & Noble, and right here in Denver today and tomorrow at Aurora Southlands. And since this is my last broadcast to you before Christmas, I hope you had a great Hanukkah. You Jewish listeners out there, I believe Hanukkah ended last night, I believe. And I hope that the rest of you have a merry, merry, merry Christmas, a terrific time with family and friends. And I will talk to you with a year-end wrap-up before the new year after Christmas. Have a terrific week. Safe holiday. Have fun. Be safe.
Please remember, if you've missed any shows, just click on Show Archive and you'll find all of his shows. We look forward to seeing you here again next week for another episode of Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side.